Hello everyone, this is Buffy.
Hi.
And I'm Christopher, and we're teaching you A-plus English.
That's right.
Okay, Buffy, have you ever had a rude guest stay at your house? Maybe they came to your house and used up all of your shampoo or toothpaste, or worse, ate all of your food.
Well, actually, I haven't.我没有遇过住在家里的客人会用完我们的洗发精啊或牙膏之类的，也没有遇过会把所有食物吃完的客人呢。That's really rude. What about you?
Yes, I had one friend who ate all of my breakfast pastries.
Oh no.
And he also drank all of the soda that I bought. The worst part is that I didn't get any of the food or drink.
Really? Did you ask your friend to pay for the food and drinks?I think you should have. 这样有点不礼貌哎。但是跟今天的故事有关系吗？ Is this relevant to our story today?
It is. And to answer your question, no, he did not, I did not ask for money.
Okay.
I'm nice like that. But,
oh, you're nice, right.
But let's look at the latest story in Meet the Wongs.
Sure. 赶快来看看今天的对话吧。Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs, a visit from Uncle Chung.
Hurry up, kids! Someone's at the door. I'll get it.
I'm Uncle Chung. Are you going to let me in or not?
Big brother, what are you doing here? You never leave me, Chung.
I must see a special doctor in Taipei.My health is poor.
Are you sick?
That's rude. Little sister, you should teach your kids manners. Oh, my head hurts. My back aches.
Let's chat later. We're in a hurry.
Where's your guest room? I want to rest.
Oh, you're staying with us?You can sleep in the twins' room. They'll share Grandpa's room.
Word power!
Leave. Leave. Leave, left, left. Jennifer.Always leaves her house at 7 a.m. to go to school. Jennifer always leaves her house at 7 a.m. to go to school. Health. Health. Joe exercises and eats a lot of fresh fruits for his health.Joe exercises and eats a lot of fresh fruits for his health. Manners. Manners. Eating with your mouth closed is good manners. Eating with your mouth closed is good manners. Share. Share. Share, shared, shared.The teacher taught us to share our toys with other kids. The teacher taught us to share our toys with other kids.
All right. It begins, Mom is trying to get the kids ready for school. The doorbell rings.
Ding.
Mom says, hurry up, kids.
Ding.
Yes, the doorbell does ring again.
That's right.
And I wonder who could be at the door.
是啊，是谁在按门铃呢？ Let's continue reading so we can find out.
All right. Paige says, someone's at the door. I'll get it.
Okay, 姐姐就说啊，有人在门口。Someone's at the door. I'll get it. 就是我去看看是谁，我去开门的意思。这个用法你也可以在电话响，你要去接的时候说 I'll get it. Like...Chris, the phone is ringing.
Oh, I'll get it.
That's right.
Okay, back to the conversation. At the door is Uncle Chin, and he says, Are you gonna let me in or not?
啊，原来是有亲戚来访啊。Are you going to let me in or not? 你到底要不要让我进去呢？啊，感觉有一点没礼貌诶，都还没确定是谁，就要人家开门。你说你是 Uncle Chen, 谁知道你是不是真的 Uncle Chen 啊？ Is that really Uncle Chen?
Let's find out.
Sure.
Mom says, Big brother, what are you doing here? You never leave Minxiong, right?
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Chris, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it possible that someone never leaves the city they live in? 真的有可能有人一辈子没有离开过自己住的城市吗？
I suppose it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people in the United States mm-hmm. who have never left their home state.
在美国或许有可能、因为美国真的蛮大的。好吧，看来他真的是王家舅舅咯，因为王妈说，大哥，你怎么会在这里？你从来都不曾离开民雄的啊。在这边呢，看到今天的第一个单字 leave. Chris, please tell us more about this word.
Are you asking me to leave or,
no.
Oh, you're telling me, you say,
yes.
explain the word
That's
leave.
Right.
Okay, leave is a verb,
mm-hmm.
and it means to go away from a person or a place. But I'm not going to leave you.
Okay, thank you.
We spell leave, L-E-A-V-E, L-E-A-V-E, leave. And here's an example sentence for the verb.Jennifer always leaves her house at 7 a.m. to go to school. Jennifer always leaves her house at 7 a.m. to go to school.
That's right. Leave 是动词，表示离开某处。那它的三态要注意一下哦，是 leave, left, left. 例句是说 ,Jennifer 总是在早上7点的时候离开家去上学。这边啊，补充一下 leave 的好用片语 ,leave me alone.就是让我清静一下好不好，不要来吵我的意思。Leave me alone, Chris. Co-hosting with you isn't working out. 我自己讲也很精彩好不好，你在这里碍手碍脚，真是不知道干嘛哎。Leave me alone.
Oh, this makes me sad. Fine, I'll leave.
Wait, 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 come back. We need you. Alright, alright, I need you. Let's go back to the article, okay?
Okay, Uncle Chen says,I must see a special doctor in Taipei. My health is poor.
哦、oh, 原来这位从未离开过民雄的舅舅会这么难得上台北是因为他生病了。That's not good.、
Mm-mm.
他必须要到台北看专科医生。See a doctor 是就诊的意思。通常你会看医生一定都是生病了吧。所以舅舅接着就说 My health is poor.我的健康状况很差哎。这里看到 health, what does it mean, Chris?
Okay, health is a noun,、
mm-hmm.
and it's the condition of a person's body or mind.
That's right.
So if you have a cold and、mm-hmm. you're coughing, you have bad、
mm-hmm.
health.
That's right.
Or you have poor health, you have a cold. Here's an example for health. Joe exercises and eats a lot of fresh fruits for his health.Joe exercises and eats a lot of fresh fruits for his health. Now, we spell health H-E-A-L-T-H.、
Mm-hmm.
H-E-A-L-T-H, health.
That's right. Health 是名词，表示一个人的身体或者是心理的健康状况。它的形容词同学一定都会，就是 healthy, healthy. 在 health 字尾加上 Y 就可以咯。那例句是说呢，Joe 为了健康会运动并吃大量的水果。没错哦，同学，运动和多吃水果是维持健康的好方法，健康胜过一切，所以请趁早保养。好啦 ,let's continue.
Okay, Jimmy asks his uncle,、
mm-hmm.
Are you sick?
哦、oh, ,Jimmy 就跑出来说，你生病了吗 ?Are you sick? Sick 是形容词生病的。这边补充 sick leave, 诶，这两个单字都是今天出现的哦。生病离开是什么意思呢？没错，就是病假 ,sick leave. 这里的 leave 是名词的意思。
Right, and、mm-hmm. Uncle Chen replies, That's rude. Listen, little sister, you should teach your kids manners. Oh, my head hurts. My back aches.
Oh my god.
Okay, so we see the word rude.
That's right.
And rude is an adjective,、mm-hmm. And it means not polite, offensive, or embarrassing.、
Mm-hmm.
I might describe Uncle Chen as rude.
That's right.
Yes. And here's an example for rude.、this is the perfect word to describe a person who talks loudly on their cell phone.、
Mm-hmm.
So、you would say, for an example sentence, be like, that girl over there is being rude. She's talking on her cell phone loudly.、
Mm, that's right.Rude, R-U-D-E, 形容词，表示粗鲁无礼的。Chris 老师觉得讲电话很大声的人很 rude。同学你觉得呢？ OK, 回到文章，舅舅就回答啦。That's rude, little sister. You should teach your kids manners. Oh, my head hurts, my back aches. 诶，感觉头痛和背痛似乎不是很严重到要从民雄到台北来求诊诶。好吧，那我们先不管舅舅的病痛了，先来看单字 manners. What does it mean? Manners?
Okay, manners is a plural noun.、
Mm-hmm.
We always say manners, not manner.
That's right.
It's not correct. And manners is a noun. It means the polite ways of behaving in、mm-hmm. social situations, like a dinner or a birthday party or a movie theater.、
Mm-hmm.
Like you wouldn't want to talk on your cell phone in a movie theater because that's bad manners.
That's right. 我很讨厌人家在电影看电影的时候讲电话超大声，实在是 no manners.、
Oh. Right. Here's an example sentence for manners. Eating with your mouth closed is good manners.Eating with your mouth closed is good manners. Yeah, you don't want to be eating food at a restaurant、
no.
and chewing with your mouth like...
That's right. Thank you. Thanks.、
Okay.
是的 Thank you.、
Okay.
Manners 是名词礼貌规矩的意思也就是合宜的行为举止。例句是说呢吃东西的时候把嘴巴合上来是有礼貌的。没错同学吃东西的时候啊千万不要把嘴巴开开不好看又不卫生。在这边补充一下如果你说一个人 has no manners, 就是他很没有礼貌的意思。has no manners. Alright, let's continue.
Sure, mom says, let's chat later. We're in a hurry.、
Mm, that's right. 王妈就说啦哎呦我们等一下再聊。chat 就是闲聊的意思。我赶时间啦 we are in a hurry. Hey Chris, can you make a sentence using chat for us?
Sure,、mm-hmm. chat. I like to chat with my friend Pat.、
Mm-hmm.
I like to chat with my friend Pat.
Chris 老师的例句是说我喜欢跟我的朋友 Pat 聊天。Great. Shall we continue?
Sure.、
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Chen says, Where's your guest room? I want to rest.
Wow. 王家舅舅就问啦哎你们的客房在哪我要休息。Guest room 是客房的意思。Rest 就是动词休息的意思咯。Okay, back to Chris.
Sure. You're staying with us? Is what mom says.、
Mm-hmm.
You can sleep in the twins' room. They'll share grandpa's room.
王妈就说啊你要跟我们住哦。好啦你可以睡双胞胎的房间他们可以 share grandpa's room. 这里看到今天最后一个单字 share.
Okay, share. It means to have or use something at the same time as、mm-hmm. someone else.Or to, like, divide something between two or more people.
That's
Here's
right.
Here's an example sentence. The teacher taught us to share our toys with other kids. The teacher taught us to share our toys with other kids.
Thank you, Chris. 是的 share 是共享或分享的意思。例句是说老师教导了我们和其他小朋友分享或共享玩具咯。I think that's all for today's lesson.、
Mm-hmm.
Should we go to our wrap-up?
Sure.
Okay, so what have we learned so far? 我们今天学到什么呢?
Well, we learned that Uncle Chen has come to the Wong house.
That's right.
And he wants to stay, I think. He's got a backache and a headache. I don't know.
舅舅健康状况好像不是很好耶。And what are the four words we've learned today? The first one is...
Leave. And the second one?
I remember it's health. And the third one is...
Manners.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, the last one is...
S-H-A-R-E, share.
Ah,
that's
share.
Right. I think that's all for today.、
Mm-hmm.
So we have to say goodbye to you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
My health is poor. My health is poor.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Maybe you should go see a doctor.
My health is poor.
Are you okay? Take good care of yourself.
My health is poor.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Maybe you should go see a doctor.
My health is poor.
Are you okay? Take good care of yourself. You're the best mom in the world.
You're the best mom in the world.
What? Really? Oh, thank you so much, Paul. You are the best boss in the world. I promise I won't let you down. Thanks again. Bye. Hello, welcome to A Plus 小聚会。我是 Buffy。刚刚啊，我老板打来说我教得太好了，又帮我加薪哎，真的是太开心了。所以我就很狗腿，是很真诚的跟他说 ，You are the best boss in the world。你是全世界最好的老板。没错，这就是今天要教大家如何表达狗腿，是如何表达感谢的英文说法。句子是 You are the best mom in the world。你当然也可以说 You are the best dad in the world。You are the best uncle in the world. You are the best aunt in the world. And you are the best teacher in the world. No, actually, I am the best teacher in the world. And of course, you are the best students in the world. 你们是世界上最棒的学生啦。Oh, hello, Vincent. Hi, 我跟你说 Paul 刚刚说要帮我加薪耶，还说我教得很好。啊，什么？他也要帮你加薪，还说你教得比我好啊、oh, 那真是恭喜你啦。Well, what can I say? He really is the best boss in the world. Okay, bye. 今天的小聚会就到这里咯，记得把今天的句子再复习一次。我要去找我老板聊聊了，拜拜。
You're the best mom in the world.
You're the best mom in the world.
Be the one. Be the one. Be the one. Be the ones.
Meet the Wongs. A visit from Uncle Chung.
Hurry up, kids!
Someone's at the door. I'll get it.
I'm Uncle Chung.Are you going to let me in or not?
Big brother, what are you doing here? You never leave me, Chung.
I must see a special doctor in Taipei. My health is poor.
Are you sick?
That's rude. Little sister, you should teach your kids manners. Oh, my head hurts.My back aches.
Let's chat later. We're in a hurry.
Where's your guest room? I want to rest.
Oh, you're staying with us? You can sleep in the twins' room. They'll share Grandpa's room.
Leave. Leave. Leave, left, left.Jennifer always leaves her house at 7 a.m. to go to school. Jennifer always leaves her house at 7 a.m. to go to school. Health. Health. Joe exercises and eats a lot of fresh fruits for his health.Joe exercises and eats a lot of fresh fruits for his health. Manners. Manners. Eating with your mouth closed is good manners. Eating with your mouth closed is good manners. Share. Share. Share, shared, shared.The teacher taught us to share our toys with other kids. The teacher taught us to share our toys with other kids.